Welcome to My Life as a Landlord, where we untangle all things housing and educate the curious. If you're looking for some entertainment with some honest, awkward conversations, you've come to the right show. I'm your host, Dr. Jennifer Salisbury. This is My Life as a Landlord. Welcome to it. Well, hello. Welcome to the show. I'm Dr. Jen, your host. This week's episode of My Life as a Landlord is all about untangling layers of real estate development. I know many people, when they think of real estate development, they think of lots of headaches, heartaches. You might think of some of those shows on TV where they do fix and flips in 7 days. And I must tell you, that's not reality every day. In fact, that's not reality most days in real estate development life. And so this episode is all about untangling some of the headaches and preparing as a real estate developer. How do you actually avoid some of these heartaches before you even start? That's this week's episode. There's a lot. That's okay. Now, I must tell you, we are not fix and flip people. Mike and I are fix and hold people. We usually have multifamily units. We don't usually look at anything less than 4 units. In fact, now we are not looking at anything under 20. And we're going to be getting into bigger properties pretty soon. That's really where we want to go, is creating communities in some of these bigger communities, bigger properties. And looking for the right development area, you've got to really prepare on the layers for these properties. And I'm going to go into that here pretty quick here. Now, just a reminder that when you are developing real estate, you will always be searching for the highest and best use. Highest and best use is an industry term that means for a particular parcel or property, what is the biggest and best way that can be maximized on that property? So if you're in downtown New York City, where everything is a 50-story or more high rise, and you want to put up a gas station, that's probably not going to be considered highest and best use. In fact, I can't even think of a gas station in Manhattan. If you know of one, make sure you tell me in the comments, because I don't know of one. But if you're in somewhere in the South, let's say Alabama, in an unincorporated rural area, and there's one farm or one single family home for every 5 acres or every 50 acres, maybe that is considered highest and best use. Very geographic dependent. And that is where the layers of rules come in. And this is what we're going to be talking about today. So if you can imagine a map of your parcel, just one, maybe it's the home that you live in, maybe it's the parcel that you're looking at or working on, or maybe you're in due diligence, but you zoom in all the way there. Believe it or not, that is not the only thing that is governing just the bounds, just the borders of that physical property. You have lots and lots of overlaying issues with that parcel. So if you start zooming out and zooming out and zooming out, actually go to a national level. Go to a federal level, whether you're in Canada, whether you're in the US, whether you're in the UK or Australia, wherever you are listening to this podcast, think big, because you're going to have to know that on the federal level, there are rules, there are laws that are going to govern your property, and you need to learn about them a little bit before you get into development. And most of the time, federal rules have to do with water. They have to do with, in the US, it's about abilities, the Fair Housing and American Disabilities Act, highways. Highways can be federal. In Canada, you've got the Canadian Streams, you've got water, but that can also be provincial. So you've got to learn a little bit more about that. But when we're talking federal, there is big overarching layers, especially if you're on a bordering state, like say California. That is coastal. The coastlines, a lot of them are affected by federal law, federal rule. What if you're in British Columbia and you want to put in a dock, or your property has a dock? That is very likely federal. See how this can be very geographic dependent. So let's zoom in just a little bit more. So we talked about federal, but what about state and provincial? there are federal programs that a state, and I'm talking specifically in the US, can zoom in on. And that is specifically coastal zone management, meaning the environmental impacts to the coasts. And that affects anywhere that there's a coastline, whether it's Oregon or Florida or Hawaii, Alaska. If the state buys into this coastal zone management, then they must fully buy into it. It's not just something that they can do willy-nilly. It's either you're doing it or you're not. Being in Hawaii at the moment, Hawaii absolutely does coastal zone management and they have to fully execute it, which is pretty incredible. So even though it's a federal program, it's state enforced. And we'll get into that even more too. You also have land and natural resources. You might have Department of Fisheries, some of this stuff that's state, provincial, agriculture land reserves. These are parcels that are specifically designed for agriculture use. And that's very North American. I know there's other verbiage elsewhere in the world where they have something similar that it has to be used for agriculture. But this also goes into what if you have a creek or a stream, you have a riparian area. A riparian area is a certain set of distance away from a creek that you can't build. That can be either state, it can be provincial, but it also can float back up to federal. So I know I'm talking federal and state almost interchangeably at the moment. Welcome to real estate development. It's going to be so detail oriented that you've got to learn some of these layers, but you also need to learn who to ask these questions to. And I'll talk about that here in a minute. Let me just keep zoning in. So we were talking about federal, we're talking about state and provincial. Let's zoom in even more. Let's talk about your county or your city, and specifically talk about whether you're inside the city limits or you're outside the city limits. If you're inside the city limits, very likely there is also another city set of bylaws, whether it's zoning bylaws or community plans or economic zones. There is some other layer that will affect your parcel if it's in a city, if it's in the regional district or in the county, but not in the city. See how this works? Is that you've got, now it doesn't affect the city stuff, doesn't affect your parcel if it's outside, but the federal and the state or provincial stuff still affects it. Very geographic dependent. You got to be very careful on how you do this. Now, how do you learn more about this? How do you learn what's what? Federal, state, provincial. You've got to go wherever your parcel is. If it's in the city, you've got to go to the city. You got to go to the city planning office. You got to walk right in and go, I need to understand how my parcel is affected by all of this. And the thing is, they will know. They can look up on, the city folks can look up on the tax records most likely and see, oh, you're in a riparian area. You've got a creek right next to you. That means you're affected to this. You need to either call these people or talk to them. Maybe you need to talk to an environmental engineer, or you're outside the regional, you're outside the city, you're in the regional district, you're in the county area. So you need to talk to someone at the county. Maybe the county doesn't have building permit requirements. Maybe all you need is a sign off from the health inspector, right? Maybe you need, if you want to put in a well and a septic, you don't need to talk about building. You just need to talk to health. That is something that can happen in many different places. Again, this is so geographic specific, dependent on where your parcel is, but you've got to learn who to ask and what's the question to ask. So if you figure out who to ask, whether it's your city person, your county person, you can even call people at the state. And I've done that. Call up the state health department and say, I don't understand what this is all about. Can you explain more? And they will. And they might use jargon. I highly recommend, if you're going to call the state or the city, take notes. I even take notes when I go into their office, which is, I know, a little bit unnerving, but I'm learning. I don't know all this stuff. I'm still learning. But that's the only way to untangle it, is to learn more about whatever parcel that you're either trying to develop, or that you're looking to make an offer on this parcel, or you've got a customer who owns the parcel and you're trying to figure out how they can build a house and a barn or whatever else they can do. But that's the key here, is what's the right question and who's the right person to ask. And the worst part about real estate development is even when you have all of your questions answered, then the rules can change. The rules can change. And that's incredibly frustrating, but welcome to the real estate development. So I want to call to action to you. Normally I do a list of three things in my podcasts. I normally will say point one, point two, point three, but I really wanted to do an overarching podcast about real estate development that sort of sets you up for when you want to develop something. How do you actually prepare? And the biggest thing is you've got to research what impacts your parcel and how do you learn about it? But you've got to educate yourself. And that's what this podcast is all about. When you're trying to get to the highest and best use of the parcel that you've got, what are the layers that you've got to get through? And how do you even figure that out? How do you ask that question? So talk federal, state. There are all people that work in these offices. I guarantee it. Wherever you are, you can call the phone number and say, this is me. I live in this city or I live in this rural district. I'm trying to build a barn or a house. I need to know what steps I need to do. And they will guide you and they can at least lead you to the next person. If there's something that I've said in this lesson that's intrigued you, I highly encourage you that you research it more. You've got to understand the rules in real estate development. If you don't know what the rules are, if you don't know how, when you request for a building permit or you request for a health inspection, if you don't know what the rules of the game are, how on earth are you going to develop a piece of real estate properly and safely and really get it to occupancy? That's the whole idea. So make sure you want to take action. If you're a real estate developer, you want to get into real estate development, I highly encourage that you listen to my next podcast, which is all about credit, on why credit's important, your personal credit, but also your business credit, if you knew there was such a thing. But as a real estate developer, someone who wants to get into real estate development, you have got to know the rules. And the best way to do that is untangling the layers, the many layers of real estate development in advance for the area that you live in. Thank you for joining us this week. To view the complete show notes and all the links mentioned in today's episode, visit our website at www.mylifeasalandlord.com. If you're looking for educational resources for getting into real estate investing, becoming a landlord, or even a better tenant, then I have a page on my website to get you started. Looking for a solution to the pickle that you're in? I have suggestions for that too. You can throw your situation on my Facebook group, My Life as a Landlord, and let our community help you with solutions also. Before you go, make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. You can either subscribe right now in the app you're listening to this podcast on, or you can sign up at www.mylifeasalandlord.com. Thank you again for joining me, Dr. Jennifer Salisbury, in this episode of My Life as a Landlord. I'll see you next time.